When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, breaking news, El Salvador bought another 150 Bitcoin and now HODL 700 BTC. As their president, Nayib Bukele, shared here this morning, we just bought the dip, 150 new coins. El Salvador now holds 700 coins. And he also gives some presidential advice. They can never beat you if you buy the dips. That's right. And as pointed out right here, total returns over the past 10 years, Bitcoin is up almost a staggering 1,000,000%, while gold is negative 6%. Take that, Peter Schiff. Also in today's show, breaking news, we're in a war against Bitcoin, says Turkey's president. That's right, the president of Turkey chooses fiat over Bitcoin and says we will continue on our way with our money. And as pointed out here, nations do not fear crypto, they fear Bitcoin. That's right, also in today's show, Bitcoin whales have bought a staggering $8.8 billion in BTC since mid-July, says on-chain analyst William Clemente. I'll be breaking down his latest technical analysis and supply shock ratios. Also in today's show, Bitcoin now targeting $100,000, predicts veteran trader Tone Vaes, quoting him from a recent episode of Trading Bitcoin. Just like before, in early October or mid-October, I expect us to start challenging the prior all-time highs and then a huge run-up at the end of the year, like mid-October into late December. I'm expecting us to go from that $65,000 all the way to $100,000. That's still my target. I'll be breaking this down for you. And as David Gochstein points out, the next leg up is going to be ridiculous. I am bullish on Bitcoin passing $100,000 now. Personal opinion. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, a crash. Blood is on these streets. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, cryptopreneurs? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And before I kick off today's show, if you missed this live event with Tika Tiwari entitled The Catch-Up Coin, Hyperboom, where he reveals six catch-up coins which can bridge the financial gap between the life you currently have and the life that you want in as little as 10 months. He also reveals his number one cryptocurrency pick absolutely free. So if you missed it, don't panic. You can still check out the replay for a limited time. Go ahead and visit tika.cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's Tika, T-E-E-K-A. CryptoNewsAlerts.net. So go ahead and register right now and enjoy the replay. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. As usual, we have a lot to cover. The entire crypto market is in the red. There's a lot of breaking stories, so let's dive right in, shall we? El Salvador has bought the Bitcoin price dip, exchanging dollars for Bitcoin at a time he believes it remains undervalued by the global market. That's right, the price of Bitcoin was around $45,700 at the time of Bukele's tweet early this morning announcing the purchase, down from highs of nearly $50,000 earlier in the week. As you can see in his tweets right here, we just bought the dip, 150 new coins. El Salvador now holds 700 coins, and this tweet has already gotten 47.9 thousand likes and 8,353 retweets. And it reminds us here, presidential advice, they can never beat you if you buy the dips. That's right. Spoken like a true Bitcoin OG. On September 6th, the day before Bitcoin was officially declared legal tender in El Salvador, the president announced that the country bought its first 400 BTC, at the time saying he planned on buying a lot more with government funds. And with that historic announcement, El Salvador became the first country in the world to publicly put Bitcoin on its balance sheet. And Bitcoin was declared legal tender in El Salvador the next day. Its price declined from around 51,000 to 43,000 when President Nayib Bukele announced again that El Salvador had bought the dip, bringing the country's total Bitcoin reserves from 400 to 550 BTC. Now, today's purchase brought El Salvador's Bitcoin reserves from 550 to 700 BTC with the price of about $31,200 at the time of this recording. Now, the Bitcoin price continued to decline to around 44,700 after Bukele's announcement until around 6 a.m. Monday morning. The news comes at a time when international figures like Edward Snowden are urging nations to embrace Bitcoin. That That's right. After El Salvador made Bitcoin legal tender, the famous whistleblower highlighted that Bitcoin favors those that adopt it early, thereby putting pressure on other nations, which will be penalized for being laggards. That's right. The game theory is built right into the Bitcoin protocol, as you can see right here. And among the interested second nations to publicly adopt Bitcoin and pursue Bitcoin mining are Laos and the Ukraine. The world is watching this experiment, and Bitcoiners are eager to see what country will be next to adopt Bitcoin, as nations are forced to compete or be left behind. That's right. The game theoretic prisoner's dilemma has begun in global politics, and nation states that adopt Bitcoin first are at a great advantage. You can say that again. And as Charlie Bolello points out here, total returns over the last 10 years, Bitcoin is up 994,000%, Tesla up 15,000%, Netflix up 2,300%, Amazon up 1,400%, Microsoft up 1,200%, Apple up 1,100%, Google up 900%, S&P 500 up 344%, bonds up 35%, and gold negative 6%. Take that, Peter Schiff. What do you think is likely to occur over the next decade? Do you think Bitcoin will continue its meteoric rise to infinity? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. And before I break down our next breaking story of the day, we're in a war against Bitcoin, says Turkey's president, as well as Bitcoin whales have bought a staggering $8.8 billion in Bitcoin since mid-July, says on-chain analyst William Clemente, as well as Bitcoin now targeting $100,000, predicts veteran trader Tone Vays and shares his timeline. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, currently we're in a crash. There's blood on these streets, with Bitcoin down almost 8% for the day, trading just above $43,500. We have Ether down 9%, trading just above $3,000. Solana down almost 13%, trading at $137. Polkadot down 13%, trading just under $29. ADA Cardano down 10%, trading at $2.07. XRP down 12%, trading at 91 cents. And Chainlink down 12%, trading just above $24. All right, now let's break down our next breaking story of the day. We're in a war against Bitcoin, says Turkey's president. That's right. According to Bloomberg HT, the statement came from the president when asked by a participant at the event whether the central bank was interested in opening for cryptocurrencies. And more than confirming the lack of interest, Erdogan said he is in a war against cryptocurrencies and is fighting to destroy them. Hey, at least he's honest, right? The controversial statement came just days after the Turkish central bank launched a collaborative platform to study the issuance of central bank digital currencies, better known as CBDCs, the digital Turkish lira. The bank said it had completed CBDC's proof of concept stage and has moved on to the next stage of testing with the participation of several technology companies such as Aslan and Havaslan, in addition to Tubatak Science and Technology Center. The results of this testing phase are expected to be announced next year, when the BC will decide whether or not to issue the digital Turkish lira. So there you have it. As we all know, Bitcoin is a destroyer of the central banks, which is why nations do not fear crypto. They fear the king of all crypto, BTC. And as HyperBitcoinizator points out here, the Turkish nation has a solution to its inflation, which is currently hovering around 20%. But instead of accepting it, the president wants to fight it. It's clear why. Bitcoin, by its very nature, cannot fund wars. They can't print it. That's right. It's 100% decentralized. It's unconfiscatable. And it's the central bank's worst nightmare. It is what it is. And before I break down our next story of the day, Bitcoin whales have bought a staggering $8.8 billion in BTC since mid-July, says on-chain analyst William Clemente, as well as Bitcoin now targeting $100,000, predicts veteran trader Tone Vays and shares his timeline. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just under that $2 trillion milestone with $107 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. And current Bitcoin dominance is 42.7%, with the Ether dominance at 18.7%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have nothing but stable coins, because virtually all the top cryptos within the top 100 are currently correcting and in the red. But which altcoins are you currently most bullish on during this bull run? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 50 out of 100, which is neutral. Yesterday was a 53, last week a 44, and last month a 78 in extreme greed. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity, like we're witnessing right now. BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. A popular on-chain analyst says that crypto whales have been buying up Bitcoin at an astonishing rate in recent months. Citing data from Glassnode Analytics, William Clemente tells Bitcoin bull Anthony Pompliano, shout out to Pomp, that even though the whales are entities with at least 1,000 BTC unloaded Bitcoin in May, they started aggressively buying the top crypto just 2 months later. Quoting him here, what you see here is that since July 17th, which is 2 months ago, whales have added 184,699 BTC, which is roughly $8.8 billion. Clemente tells his 263,000 Twitter followers that Bitcoin is also being purchased by retail investors or entities holding less than 10 BTC. As he shares here, macro increase in the holdings of retail, reassembling in the middle of a bull market, and the prominent on-chain analyst adds that he believes Bitcoin will continue rallying through next month as strong hands continue to accumulate BTC. As he shares here in this tweet, we are currently in another bullish impulse of BTC getting locked up by strong hands, entities with statistically low history of selling, expecting continued upside through October. Just keep an eye on derivatives data for short-term price fluctuations. Comfy in spot, and he shares this chart which shows you the supply shock ratios from bearish impulse to bullish divergence to bullish impulses. And on top of whales and retail investors, sentiment says that a certain group of Bitcoin investors is also scooping up the leading crypto asset. Quoting them here, Bitcoin millionaires holding between 100 and 10,000 BTC dumped 70,000 BTC between September 6th and the 9th, and the price dropped 14.7% by the 10th. These same whales have now accumulated 60,000 BTC back in the past 3 days, and the price is back up 5%, as you can see right here in this chart brought to you by Santiment, and it shows Bitcoin millionaire addresses have jumped right back to where they dumped just last week. And before I break down our final story of the day, Bitcoin now targeting $100,000, predicts veteran trader Tone Bays and shares his timeline. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 930 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also, be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to turn on all notifications and help me get to 50,000 subs. And of course, you can follow me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, the home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. You could also follow me on crypto Twitter. My Twitter handle is Crypto News Yes. And for those of you on Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok, be sure to follow me there. All right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Veteran trader Tone Bays, shout out to Tone, says Bitcoin is now in the process of targeting six figures within the coming months. That's right, in a new strategy session, Bays predicts a repeat of Bitcoin's sizable rally from late July to early September, where Bitcoin surged from $32,000 to $52,000. And based on his trademark momentum reversal indicator, the MRI, the seasoned crypto trader expects strong rallies for Bitcoin before hitting resistance just above the all-time highs of around $68,000. Quoting him here, I'm probably going to expect a repeat of this situation. And if we make a repeat of that situation, that takes us right into a new all-time high at $68,000, or maybe a little bit less. We will probably have significant resistance at the MRI resistance line. And after getting stuck there, probably into November, maybe as late as mid-November, I can then expect a huge breakout from this area of $68,000 into the $100,000 area into the end of the year, or through the end of the year into January/February. Either way, these are my targets. I remain very bullish right now. Let me know if you agree with the veteran trader that a six-figure Bitcoin price is inevitable before the end of this year. Now, Vase says he sees Bitcoin threatening to take out all-time highs potentially early next month in October before making a parabolic move into the six-figure price range by the time 2022 rolls around. He says that Bitcoin could explode into October the same way it did back in 2013. And quoting him again here, just like before, in early October or mid-October, I expect us to start challenging the prior all-time highs and then a huge run-up at the end of the year, like mid-October into late December. I'm expecting us to go from that $65,000 all the way up to $100,000. That's still my target. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the Better In Trader. And then check out this entire episode of Trading Bitcoin entitled Bitcoin Looking Great. Check the show notes below the video in the description. And as David Gottstein points out, the next leg up is going to be ridiculous. I am bullish on Bitcoin passing $100,000 now. Personal opinion. And now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show. El Salvador bought another 150 Bitcoin and now HODL 700 BTC. As Nayib Bukele shared here this morning, it just feels great to see a nation state buying the dip. Also in today's show, we shared breaking news. We are in a war against Bitcoin, says Turkey's president, who chooses fiat over Bitcoin and says we will continue on our way with our money. And as I pointed out, Bitcoin is up almost a whopping 1,000,000% over the past 10 years, while gold is negative 6%. Also in today's show, we discussed Bitcoin whales bought a staggering 8.8 billion in BTC since mid-July. And we also discussed Bitcoin now targeting that six-figure price range, predicts veteran trader Tone Vase before the end of this year. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. I want to give a quick shout out to No Money G. I appreciate the super chat contribution. As always, fam, he wrote, "Hyperboom incoming. Always great info. JV." Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode. Jason Bourne wrote, "Max Kaiser is the man. Patriotic pioneer advocate in the early history. Crypto timeline." That's right. Max and Stacy are true. Bitcoin OGs and my favorite power couple. My response, yes, indeed. Much respect to Max and Stacy. One love. And the next featured comment comes from Farrell Hogg, who wrote, "Heard a report that in 10 years, over half the billionaires on the planet will be crypto billionaires." You heard right. There was recently an article published by Brian Armstrong, the CEO of Coinbase, and he said, once Bitcoin flips that $200,000 price target, guess what? There's going to be a crypto billionaire flipping where most of the billionaires in the world are involved in crypto. Pretty sweet, eh? And the third and final comment comes from Wild Bill, who wrote, "JV, if the cost of Ethereum doubles, what would the gas fees be? Ethereum is also running headlong into the SEC. Bitcoin is a pure commodity. Ethereum is very up in the air because its future success in the smart contract war. Will someone say what Lark Davis's credentials are?" My response, valid concerns, Bill. I feel you. I think regardless of the gas fees and SEC regulators, ETH should still pretty effortlessly crush 10,000 before end of year, in my opinion. I mean, it's almost already halfway there, and the second leg of the bull market is just about to take off. So there you have it. And to be featured in tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below. If you missed this live event with Tika Tiwari entitled "The Catch-Up Coin, Hyperboom," where he reveals six catch-up coins which can bridge the financial gap between the life you currently have and the life that you want in as little as 10 months. He also reveals his number one cryptocurrency pick absolutely free. So if you missed it, don't panic. You can still check out the replay for a limited time. Go ahead and visit tika.cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's Tika, T-E-E-K-A. cryptonewsalerts.net. So go ahead and register right now and enjoy the replay.